Have you felt the world has lost its mind? That people don't have common sense anymore? Don't fear. This Common Sensocrat is here and you're not alone. You may agree, disagree, or just want to listen. If you're always up for a good time with some humor and some real talk, then you are in the right place. I'm going to update you all with the latest news in politics, culture, lifestyle, fashion, so much more. I am your host, Carrington Rowe, so gear up for the harshest truth, not the sweetest lie. Let's go. Guess who's back, Common Sensocrats? That's right, yours truly. And first off, I just want to say I am very sorry for neglecting you all. That definitely was not my intention in the beginning of 2023. But as you know, one of my favorite sayings is we plan and God laughs. So that's what went down, and a few other things went down this year that I'll talk about here shortly. But I am back. I'm excited to be back. And by the way, this past March was my 2-year anniversary. And so y'all can imagine that I'm really smacking myself because I neglected my 2-year anniversary with the show. So anyway, there's that. Big news. And then another thing too, if I sound a little nasally, it's because I'm getting over the lovely head cold. And luckily it's in the phlegm stage, so I'm out of my contagious stage, thank God. So yay, cold season. I love you so much. Yeah, no, I don't. And neither does anybody else that I know. And if you do love it, you may need to check yourself. That's a little weird. But anyway, I need to get into this episode specifically. I need to talk about just a couple things. It's more of my check-in with you all that, hey, I'm still here. I haven't officially closed it down. I'm still here. That way, so people aren't just like, where have you been? Because people have been. Thank you for checking in. But there's another reason why I have neglected the podcast. And I have to say, this will be the most, like, I'm usually very honest on this show. We all know that. But this time I'm going to be very raw and tell you probably the top reason that I neglected the podcast. I had completely, this is probably about end of February, early March, maybe a little bit after that, because I was so excited about my February episode about Alec Baldwin, the update. I was getting my mojo back. I was ready to go. And then all of a sudden, I hit the wall going like 180 miles per hour. It was so quick. It was, all of a sudden, I just lost my passion, lost my mojo, lost just everything that I'd worked for. It was just within myself. I looked around. I was like, something's wrong. And your body knows when something is wrong. It will tell you that something is wrong. And so I had realized, like, I lost confidence in myself. I was not happy with myself. I didn't like the way I felt. I didn't like the way I looked. I didn't lose complete confidence. I'd say probably about, I was at the 40% mark of confidence, and then the other 60 was not. Some days it became 50% and then 60, and then it would drop down to, and we all have those days, right? But this was a constant thing for months that I was noticing with myself. And I had to take a step back and go, okay, what do I need to do here? Because I can't stay like this. So when I started realizing I didn't like the way I looked, when I looked at pictures of myself, I also didn't like the way I looked. Like, I still had a great time with my friends. I still had a great time with my family. Like, that's not the issue. It was me. Like, I just, inside, just felt very lonely. I felt very kind of just looking around like, wow, this is weird. I've never felt like this before. And that's truthful. I mean, it was weird. And so I just kind of took a step back and went, okay, what do I need to do? So I started thinking way back, even before the podcast, like even before it all started in 2021, I was like, what was I passionate about? What were my main things that I was working on that I had neglected? Well, my acting, for one, I had neglected that. I neglected my fashion life. I neglected my scripts. They all were just sitting, including myself. Like, I sat there and just kind of watched the moments fly by me. And we all know that these last couple of years have flown by so fast. And I just said, you know, I can't do this anymore. I can't keep sitting here and just keep watching the moments pass by that I could start working on something. So I just said, screw it. I looked at myself in the mirror, so I'm gonna lose weight. And I'm in the process of doing that. I've already lost over 20 pounds and I feel way better. I started hitting the gym. I started doing hot yoga. I started doing all that again. And of course, granted, I've worked out, but I just never really watched what I ate all the time. So this time I started being more cognizant of what I was eating. And I did. I feel so much better that I've been doing that. And I've been back to acting. I've reached out to a few of my old acting colleagues and we're doing stuff in the future. So I'm very excited, including the improv troupe, Highly Improvable, that I am joining with again. And I'm so excited. I will be joining them in January. So I'm very excited to be back with them. And then, of course, back to my scripts. I've been focusing on that. And, of course, my fashion life, because I started a new job in May of this year at a fashion boutique. And I'm doing their social media. I'm helping with their styling and all that stuff. And I love every minute of what I'm doing. So I can tell I'm back in my mojo. I'm back in the speed of things. Like, I'm back in the Carrington Row hustle, as I like to say. So I am back in that and I'm so pumped and I can't even express that enough because I'm just so excited. Anyway, and I'm back here with you all. So everything is finally like, okay, here we go. Let's do this. So the podcast is here and boy, has this year been a whirlwind and I can't wait to do a reflect episode on all everything because you have no idea how many scripts I have for the podcast, how many outlines I have from 2023 that I'm like, I have to talk about this stuff. I have to talk about this stuff. And I'm really excited, including just talking about the fake society, because we live in such a fake world that I couldn't be fake about this anymore. So I appreciate you all listening and been a big supporter of me the past couple of years and this show. This has been, I've missed you all. I really, really have. And I'm ready to get back into it. And I know this is a very all about me, but you know what? It's life. It happened. And you know what? Another line I like to say is check yourself before you wreck yourself. And that's what I did. I checked myself. And here I am. And I'm not out of the woods. Maybe I won't ever be, but at least I'm doing it. I'm processing it. I'm getting through it day by day, and I'm emotionally way better than I was. So I will take that and go with it. So anyway, the holidays are coming. So I am going to be doing some work for the podcast and taking a little bit of a reset before the new episode drops in the beginning of January of 2024. So be on the lookout for that. Keep your eyes and ears peeled on those announcements. And everybody, I hope this episode has not completely depressed you, because it shouldn't. It just shows how life can really just take a turn and it happens when you least expect it. And I also went through couple of mourning periods this year. My grandmom did pass away in October, so that was another big hit, and she was a big supporter of mine. So this podcast is for you. This is all for you, Grandma. So I know she'd want me to continue doing what I love, so here I am. So anyway, I hope you all have a wonderful, wonderful Christmas and Happy New Year, and I will see you all next year. Bye. Thank you for listening to today's episode. If you liked what you heard, don't forget to subscribe and rate 5 stars in the Apple Podcasts. I need to spread the word as much as possible about this podcast, and you all are such a big help for that. So thank you so much, and I look forward to you all to listen to the next episode.